Introduction: Who he was. Thomas Lerting was born around 1632. At about 14, he was seized by a press gang and carried off to fight in Ireland during the years of the Long Parliament. From there, the wars swept him to sea, into England's naval campaigns against the Dutch and the Spanish. He was strong, capable, and quick to command. Aboard the frigate Bristol, he became a boatswain's mate with charge over roughly 200 men, and part of his job was to force the crew to attend worship. When they refused, he used his fists. So he was no gentle soul waiting to be converted. He was a hard man, in a hard trade, and he tells us so without flinching. That honesty is one reason his book still lands. He does not pretend to have been better than he was, what the book describes. The heart of the story is a conversion, but it does not arrive as a single flash of light. It comes slowly, through danger, doubt, and a long inward wrestling. Lerting survived battle after battle, and the memory of those escapes worked on him. At Santa Cruz, in the Canary Islands, he lived through four near deaths in 6 hours and never forgot them. Later, aboard the Bristol, a handful of sailors began to meet in silence and refused to remove their hats to the captain. People called them Quakers. Lerting beat them for it, until one day he found he could not raise his hand against them anymore. From there, the book follows his struggle to join these people he had abused, his first trembling meeting among them, and the moment in the battle at Barcelona when he laid down his weapons.